Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I got 50 screens open right now. There's a lot going on today. One of the bigger days of the year in pro wrestling. It is Royal Rumble Sunday. That means a lot of different things here today. We got a lot coming up on the show today as well as on the site. I got so much news. We got a Royal Rumble lineup. We got a John Cena update. We got matches that are going on first, last. Who's in first? Who's in last? Not spoilers, by the way. They already told you all this. So, don't get mad at me. You can get mad at the company. And also on top of that, we got Jon Moxley showing up this past Friday night on New Japan Strong. He's going to be there next week. He's going to be facing Kenta. We got Mia Yim testing positive for COVID. And we got so much more. Now tonight, in addition to this show, it's a very, very busy night at WrestlingObserver.com. So first off, our video site, video.f4wonline.com. The Mad Men podcast, they're going to be doing a live watch-along of the Royal Rumble. You can check it out, video.f4wonline.com, as soon as this show goes off the air. Watch the Royal Rumble with everybody. Now, I will be there at some point tonight. I can't really tell you when. My job requires me to take notes, watch the show, so I can't just do a watch-along. But I'm going to appear, because if you've ever watched a WWE pay-per-view, they got 9-hour video packages, they got, you know, entrances that go on for years. So at some point during the Rumble, I am going to call in to the Mad Men podcast for the watch-along here tonight. So make sure you check it out, video.f4wonline.com, there's a watch-along. And then as soon as this show ends tonight, the Royal Rumble, Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Myself, Vinny, Craig, and yes, Mark will be running down the Royal Rumble only for subscribers to our Twitch channel, Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Lots going on. We'll tell you more about it after the break. Observer Live.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
Like furniture, organization supplies, and the latest tech products.
And now, save up to $20 on select TurboTax software at Staples.
Get your maximum refund guaranteed, whether you file on your own or get help from an expert with new TurboTax Live.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Save up to $20 on TurboTax software now at Staples.
While supplies last, ends 1/30/21. Curbside available in most stores.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also wrestling. I don't know what I just looked at when I look up at the screen for the WWE. Our pre-show is much better than theirs. Although Lacey Evans is fighting I don't know what it is. Is that a Bigfoot? It's got horns, so apparently it's not. But she's doing spots with some horned, hairy beast.
I wonder what that's like.
I honestly should wait to start the show until she's done. Oh, she gave it a corn dog. That's a corn dogs commercial.
Ah.
Wow. All right, well, anyway, let's talk about the news here today. It's the Royal Rumble, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's get going. First off, and yes, you may report this even though it's too late, I am 99.999999999999% certain that John Cena is not the Royal Rumble today.
Purer than ivory soap.
As of 3 Eastern this afternoon, he was still in Vancouver shooting a movie. So unless he is capable of teleportation, which is the 0.00000000001% I was talking about. Unless he's capable of that, he's not going to be a surprise at the Royal Rumble. So that is your John Cena update. Now, the rest of the show here, this is what we got. Sasha Banks versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's title. They just announced that, like, today. I don't even know that was... I'm not even sure that was announced on SmackDown that I just watched a couple of hours ago. Roman Reigns faces Kevin Owens, last man standing for the Universal title. Drew McIntyre, Goldberg for the WWE title. We got a men's 30-man Royal Rumble. We got a women's 30-woman Royal Rumble. Although if you've ever watched these Rumbles, men and women, I guess if they want to, can just be in the other person's Rumble. I don't know why. And Asuka and Charlotte will be facing Nia and Shayna Baszler. Now, the update as of this moment, and I don't even know why bother, because we'll get to that in a minute, but right now the plan is the women's tag team title match is the match that's going to be on the pre-show. So, if you want to see Charlotte Flair and Asuka face Nia and Shayna, that's going to be here during this show, actually, so we'll recap it here during this program. Now, the reason I say God only knows is because a couple of days ago, I was talking about how WWE had stated that on backstage, they were going to announce the number one and number two women in the Women's Royal Rumble and the number 30 man in the Men's Royal Rumble. And like an idiot, I talked about it, I speculated, I did this and that. So, of course, WWE backstage comes, and you know what they did? They told us who the number 1 and 2 men were going to be and who the number 30 woman was going to be. The exact opposite of what they had advertised. So, don't get mad at me, they already announced this. Starting the Men's Royal Rumble will be Randy Orton and Edge. Now, my guess is that it's going to be the old two guys start, they go the entire 60 minutes, and then they're the last two at the end. And maybe the Fiend screws Randy Orton and Edge wins. I don't know what they're going to do. I've been told, and this is hardly breaking news, but they've got an idea.
Oh, boy.
Great. So we'll see what that means.
It's good. They probably should have an idea, considering it's the Royal Rumble. I hope they do.
So we also believe that opening up the show is going to be the Goldberg-Drew McIntyre match. Yes. That's the opener on the show. And closing the show will be the Men's Royal Rumble.
Makes
that tells
sense.
Me the Fiend is going to be involved if they're closing the show with the Men's Royal Rumble. Because he's apparently their biggest and most pushed star. None of these, by the way, don't get mad at me about any of this. This is all stuff that WWE's announced. So if you're one of those people that's like, oh, I don't like to know who's first and second. I don't want to know who's number 30 in the Women's Rumble. Bro, they told you all that. Natty, yeah. By the way, is the final entrant in the Women's Royal Rumble. They've announced that in advance. That's part of their promotion for the Royal Rumble.
I'm not against giving things away on backstage, or if you want to hype up those shows, you got to give them a reason to exist. So you want to give people a reason to tune in. You know, you want to do it on a regular basis, you know, to try to keep people regularly tuned in. But Edge and Randy Orton would have probably been a good surprise to be 1 and 2. We both knew that they were in the Rumble. Maybe you could have announced that Randy Orton was first, but, you know, you could have had that. I'm not saying it would have been an axe and smash type of moment, but it would have been kind of cool if Edge's music hits. He's the second one out. Randy's face, you know, that's all melted down anyway, is even more in shock. And you bring up, how can Randy Orton's world get any more difficult? Well, here's the guy he had the greatest wrestling match of all time with, and the guy that came back at last year's Rumble. I think they probably missed something there by going ahead and making that kind of announcement on the show.
Now, I will say that I'll at least give them this. As much as I've complained about a bunch of things this past week, hey, at least they did a match for the number 30 spot, and Natalya was the victor. Fine. I mean, they've done this before. I mean, I have no problem with, we're going to do a match, and the winner of the match will be number 30. The loser of the match has to enter at number 1. Fine. It's a match. It's an added stipulation. It's whatever. Now, granted, I mean, this was just done at the last minute. They may have announced this on Friday, but, I mean, they told us that we were going to find out number 30 in the Men's Rumble. It doesn't matter. It's just classic WWE stuff where let's advertise something, we'll do the exact opposite. Now, why Randy Orton and Edge, why they announced they were number 1 and number 2, I have no earthly idea. I mean, if you ever watch old Royal Rumbles, like one of the things about the Royal Rumble that's exciting is, well, in the old days, Howard Finkel used to say, he would introduce the Royal Rumble, he would go over the rules, and he would say, now let's see who drew number 1 in the Royal Rumble. And there'd be a long pause, and then boom, someone's music would hit and everybody would go crazy. Well, don't worry about it, everybody. It's Randy Orton and Edge. There you go.
Yeah, and look, and even if the excuse is, well, there's no fans to pop, who cares? It doesn't matter. You're popping the people at home by doing something like that and having that kind of a surprise. So I don't want to see that brought up as an excuse. And again, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just, I think you probably missed out on something right there. But hey, they have a plan for tonight. Let's see what tonight brings.
Mia Yim tested positive for COVID-19 in a test taken Saturday afternoon. Yim posted a statement on Twitter announcing that while she had debunked a rumor that she was positive with COVID-19 earlier in the day, she then tested positive in a test taken that afternoon. That sucks. This morning at around 10:30 a.m., I debunked a rumor stating I was positive with COVID, she wrote. For that, I must make a statement. I've been getting tested every week for several months now. All have been negative. I was negative last week. I got tested this afternoon less than an hour ago, and it came back positive. Please respect my privacy. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. See you all soon. Man. So she will not be in the Royal Rumble.
Do we know how Reckoning is?
Well, you know, it's I don't know how it's how Reckoning is, but I do know that T-Bar has predicted that Ali is going to win the Rumble. So does that mean that T-Bar is not in the Rumble? Maybe he doesn't know.
Actually, he may not know. They may just scream at him to get to Gorilla and then shove him out there. And I just want to say one thing, too, about the COVID thing, about respecting privacy. There are a lot of people that are upset over why don't WWE and AEW issue these names as if they do in sports. Well, in sports, there's a betting proponent. There's also all these other things. And there's still limitations on how much word is supposed to get out. It's up to the entertainer. It's up to the individual wrestler. It's up to the person to decide if they want their information out or they want to be bothered with people asking about, you know, them having COVID. People are going to ask anyway. But again, it's part of a I do understand why it's not anybody else's business what malady that this person has. So to announce those, I'm fine with doing it, but you better get the people's name first.
Permission.
Get their permission first. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. And we're going to head to a break on that note, Mike. Wrestling Observer Live.
Cold out here.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Good show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So don't forget, when the Royal Rumble starts, video.f4wonline.com. When the show starts, video.f4wonline.com. Batman, watch along. You hear that? A watch along for the Royal Rumble. And at some point during the show, maybe multiple times, we'll see how bored I get. I will be doing a run-in on that watch-along, video.f4wonline.com. That's our YouTube channel. Make sure you head up there and hit that subscribe button. It's absolutely free. The subscription, when you hit subscribe, that's free. You get notifications, Denise's show, new clips that go up. Or you can hit the join button, and that's how you sign up to get full-length versions of this show, Brian and Vinny's show, Figure Four Dailies, etc., etc. That is a lot of fun. I have been told by our passionate subscribers. Then when the show is over, we'll be doing a live post-show only for Twitch homies. You must be a subscriber to our Twitch channel. You can do it free through Amazon Prime. Twitch.tv/F4W video. We'll be doing the show live, myself, Vinny, Craig, and Mark. And then if you cannot make it live, or if you are not a Twitch homie, the audio will go up as always at WrestlingObserver.com afterwards, and the video on video.f4wonline.com. So check all of that out tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. I'll give you all the updates, links, etc. on my Twitter. And I'll be doing my own live play-by-play of the Rumble show through tweets. John Moxley. What was that?
I said, look at you. Multitasking and everything during the show.
I do this all the time. I do this on every show. I got... You're there. Mm-hmm. Twitch is there.
Yep.
WWE Network's there. Mm-hmm. Recording the show there. I got my notes here. One, hey. Two, three, four, five screens.
Do you have New Japan World open so you could catch the Kota Tanahashi match too?
I have not watched that yet, but I will watch it before Observer Radio tonight.
Incredible. Great match.
John Moxley is set to appear on Friday's New Japan Strong. This after he appeared on New Japan Strong this past Friday and attacked Kenta. They will, in fact, be doing that U.S. title match at New Beginning. It's coming up on NJPW World New Japan Strong. It's coming Friday. Moxley will appear. Ray Horace faces TJP. Bateman, Mysterioso, Adrian Quest, and Jordan Clearwater face Brody King, Barrett Brown, Sterling, and Logan Regal. And Kevin Knight will face the DKC, although for some reason here it just says the DK. I guess he lost that C.
Translation.
You can't see the rest of the DKC. Actually, you can. You can only see the DK. Ah, forget it. Royal Rumble Go Home Show for SmackDown. 2.228 million viewers, down 2.4% from last week's overnight number. Did you watch this show, Mike?
Yeah, I did watch the show. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't hate this show, but at about, I guess it would be 9:20, they trot out Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles for a singles match. And I knew there was no way they were going 40 minutes. So they start wrestling. And I'm like, what in the hell is the main event of this show? I have no earthly idea what could possibly be main eventing this show here tonight. We already saw Roman. We already saw Kevin Owens. We already saw Sasha and Carmella and Bayley. What in the world is the main event of this show? They start wrestling and Miz and Morrison come out. I'm like, bro, I just can't take this. So anyway, long story short, they start AJ and Brian. They go to a lame finish when dudes run in. They turn that into a multi-man. That starts at like 35 after, so I'm like, okay, what's after the multi-man? Well, that has a lame finish to build to a third multi-man. I was like, it's, bro, when you can't think of an idea for the go-home show for the Royal Rumble, I could understand if this is some random mid-December edition of SmackDown where it's like, oh, man, you know, like, it's the holidays. We got nothing going on. Like, we can't think of anything. Let's just start with the singles and then go to a six-man and then go to a 10-man. That'll fill up 40 minutes of the show. Bro, you did that for the go-home show for the Royal Rumble? Like, if you thought Monday's Raw was a bad go-home show, SmackDown took the cake.
No, it didn't. Raw was still worse.
I'm not sure, dude.
You know why?
Raw was bad. Raw was worse. Hold on. Raw was worse as a show, okay? But, like, as a go-home show, where when the show is over, I'm supposed to, like, okay, I understand why they did that for the main event or this, that. I was like, I got it. 2, 6, 10. Like, people ran in. This does not make me care about the Royal Rumble in any way.
Because they've done this too much. They do it on every, literally every single show, certainly on every Raw show, almost on every SmackDown show, too, where you have a match that ends, and then another match begins off of that match. A singles match gets all, you know, goes cattywampus, then all of a sudden we get, you know, more people in. They just took it to a new extreme this week on SmackDown. But
once
at least,
is once. This was three times.
And they did that three times, and then at the end, you do get a finish, but then Braun Strowman came out there and cleared house. To be honest with you,
why did they bring him back on this show?
Honest to God, Brian, as a surprise to go, okay, here's another person that might be a surprise in the Rumble. But what got me was, in a way, I don't know if I'm happier or sad that I thought they were going to do end with a mini Royal Rumble on SmackDown, like a mini Battle Royal. And that's what was driving me nuts. The other thing that was driving me nuts is, as this match is going on, you got Daniel Bryan, you have Big E, and Shinsuke, and Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles, and Cesaro, and Morrison. And it's like, man, if you actually invested in these guys and gave all of them something and kind of built all of these guys up in their own ways here, you probably wouldn't be in the situation that you're in, because you have all of these talented guys, and it's like, what do most people think when they think about SmackDown? They only think about what's going on with Roman Reigns, and that's it, because everybody else is just another guy, or everybody else has flaws and negatives that outweigh their positives. And it's just, it was crazy to watch. And then obviously the way it ended, you hated it a lot more than I did. But yeah, I mean, it was not the best way to lead into the Royal Rumble, but that concludes a very bad build to the Royal Rumble now, doesn't it?
Well, listen, this is just another, I mean, we've mentioned things like this, like when they put the documentaries on Peacock, it's all stuff from 15, 20 years ago. So they're giving away number one and number two in the men's Rumble. They're giving away the return of Braun Strowman. Like, everything that they're giving away is their current stars. Because I guess they think that Braun is a surprise and the Royal Rumble is not much of a surprise. The surprises are reserved for Carlito, for example, who is backstage at the event. We'll see if they actually use him or not, but I mean, he's there. But I just love that the WWE is such that the big surprises, the big names, are your Jinder Mahals, your Christian. Yes. Who I don't even know if Christian could be in the Rumble. I mean, he's there tonight. But your Carlitos, et cetera, those are going to be the big surprises. But your current stars, I guess they figure that, like, no one's going to care if Braun Strowman returns in the Rumble. Let's just bring him back on SmackDown. I don't get it. And, I mean, especially when you think that Braun Strowman was supposed to headline the Royal Rumble. He's supposed to get that championship match. But because he was injured, they shot some angles. And then I think it would have been, I think Goldberg must have replaced him or whatever. But he's back time for the Rumble. Shouldn't he be wanting his title match?
Hey, who knows what it'll look. Everything can change come Monday or Friday again with what they say. But look, even though Braun's back, maybe it's a little bit of a curveball, because even with him, what do we have, 21, if you include Carlito and whoever, so that's 23 possible that might be. So you still have 7 spots to go. So you still could see some sort of surprise or some sort of switch up happen for tonight.
Let's see what we got, actually. All right. So for the men's Royal Rumble coming up tonight, we have 21, 9 open spots.
Well, I think that's without, if you don't want to include Carlito and Jinder, which is, I guess, is a possibility.
And for the Women's Royal Rumble, everyone.
13.
We have 13. 17 open spots.
Seven. Yes, there we go.
They have to find 17 women. By the way, I know you keep blowing this off, Mike.
What?
But I'm going to keep bringing it up because you're profoundly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that Ricochet, a multi-time champion in WWE, is such a nerd that he has to qualify for the Royal Rumble. But man, Carlito, who's been working construction or something, I don't even know what this guy's been doing. This guy's just, hey, you're in the Rumble, buddy. You want to be in the Rumble? Well, you like to be cool. Come on in.
That's what
apparently
you're
Ricochet
about
doesn't
this.
Like to be cool. Maybe that's his problem. I can tell you one thing. This Ricochet guy ain't cool on Raw.
No, well, he loses every week. He gets his ass kicked by Retribution, you know, person after person after person. That's why that is. And remember, Carlito was from a WWE Hall of Fame family. They can mention that. They can't mention that for Ricochet. And, as you mentioned, maybe you just forgot what it was like to want to be cool.
Bro, I'm so cool right now. You want to know why? Because my kids are 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
I got years left of being cool before
I
all
say, you are
comes
still the
crashing
coolest
down.
Guy in the world. Here. Yes.
Back in a moment. We're live.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Today.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business. So it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, when this show ends, head to video.f4wonline.com, the Royal Rumble watch along on our YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe. We're watching along right now for the tag team title match, the women's tag team titles. We'll see if they go home before this segment ends here. If they do, we'll give you the news. And then, of course, after the Royal Rumble ends, twitch.tv/F4W video. Myself, Vinny, Craig, and Mark will recap the Royal Rumble 2021.
The lightning rod that is Mark.
By the way, if you want to text us, we're doing only text messages because I did not open up the phone lines. I was so distracted by this match here.
Well, as you were distracted by the match, apparently we didn't see the graphic. Apparently here, little Mikey 7187, if that is his real name, Twitch homie, can you tell Brian Ricochet was on the graphic for the Royal Rumble?
Classic. I'll die if he's in that Royal Rumble. Anyway, 425-780-7566. 425-780-7566. Well, you know, maybe he did something else to qualify.
What, did he win something on Total
And what graphic
Live,
was or? Are you sure it wasn't the Women's Royal Rumble?
But he's in there?
Well, I don't know. Nia Jax was allowed to be in the Men's Rumble, so why can't Ricochet be in the Women's Rumble?
Well,
you guys are talking
like
about equality.
We're not breaking new ground here, are we? Was Santino in there, or was that Santina that was
That was
in
Santina,
there?
But Ricochet... Rick O'Shea-O should be allowed to be in the Women's Royal Rumble if Nia is allowed to be in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Has Harvey Whippleman ever been in a... I guess they didn't have that back then when he was Harvina Whippleman, but... You know who else was allowed to be in the Men's Royal Rumble?
Hey, Russell War on Twitch right here. Why do you keep calling her Kana? It's Asuka.
Asuka.
Well, she is currently Asuka.
Old habits die hard. Maybe he knows
her. No, you know she's
her.
Not in WWE right now. She's not Kana. She's Asuka.
She's definitely not Kana, yeah. Well, actually, I don't know. There's part of me that thinks she probably gets a large thrill out of all the wackiness that's taking place with Alexa and The Fiend and all that sort of stuff. But it hasn't exactly been fun to watch, even if it's been fun to be a part of.
He says, I only know her as that. What are you talking about?
Well.
You going over for tea time?
Maybe he doesn't watch WWE and he's been stuck in some sort of portal where he's been, you know, he still thinks Triple Tails exists with the Shirai sisters and Kana. I don't know.
All
That's
right.
What they were called, by the way.
Let's see what we've got in this bin here. Steven here says, I just wanted to pass along the Yokozuna Icons documentary in the WWE Network that debuted today is excellent. If you have not seen it yet. Lots of top names interviewed for it, including Vince, Bret, Hogan, Cornette, Taker, Reigns, Afa, Sika, Samu, Tonga Kid, Nash, and others. Lots of Bruce Pritchard. Both Bret and Pritchard totally buried the idea of Hogan winning the title at Mania 9. Tons and tons of rare outside-the-ring footage. Last 25 to 30 minutes was really sad, documenting his decline. Minor thing, but it was weird. They acted like he died in London, in the UK, and not Liverpool. And they even showed the newspaper clip on the screen reporting his death, stating he died in Liverpool! It's well worth a watch. Seemed like a very good guy who was very happy-go-lucky and who did a lot of good for others, often to his own detriment. So check it out, the WWE Network.
They got a bunch up there right now. You got Pat Patterson. You got Bianca Belair. So there's, and look, even they do so much good stuff. That's the one thing with WWE, even though they don't promote it well, even though they don't feature it well, whatever, there are a lot of really talented people there working those cameras and are producing some really great stuff and some really deep things on some really interesting people that unfortunately we only see a shell of these people, you know, when they're out there performing, but you know, their stories go deep. And a lot of times you find some really cool gems, you know, listening to some of the stuff and watching some of the stuff on that in those documentaries. So I don't think Peacock's going to help that at all. But, you know, they usually have some really great stuff up there. Like you said, there's three of them right now that you could watch that are all good.
China was number 30, this person noted, in the 99 Royal Rumble. Yeah, so why can't Ricochet being in the Women's Rumble? Why can't he be in there? Why can't any of these men decide that they want to do the women's Royal Rumble instead? Can you imagine if some man ended up in the women's Royal Rumble and won? Like, the internet would explode. But if Nia... Actually, Nia's a bad example.
What an example you're going to use.
It's funny. If Alexa entered the men's Royal Rumble and won, like, people would be over the moon with happiness. But if Ricochet entered the women's Rumble and won, they'd be absolutely furious that the women got screwed in this fashion.
Would people?
This is
really
not equality, everybody.
It's not.
Do you understand?
It's not. But would people really be that over the moon about it? Are you sure about that?
Bro. If any woman, I shouldn't say any. Pretty sure if Lana won the men's Rumble, people would be mad. But if Sasha won the men's Rumble, oh my God, they'd be out of their minds.
Well,
Alexa, you
Becky,
know this.
I guess, in her prime there.
Just go on Twitter and get back to me.
No, that's okay.
I believe Orton will be last only for The Fiend to interfere. My friend, Orton is first, buddy. They already announced it. They already announced that Randy Orton and Edge are starting this Royal Rumble. Now, maybe he means that Orton will be the last man in, and then The Fiend will eliminate him, and The Fiend will win. But that would mean that Fiend would have to be number 30. Don't forget, they've got an idea.
Exactly.
I cannot wait until tonight. My guess, this person says, is that Bianca wins the Women's Rumble, and the men's comes down to Big E, Daniel Bryan, or Nakamura. Dude, I watched that SmackDown show, and in no universe should Bianca not win, unless it's going to be Rhea. Yeah. It should be Rhea, or it should be Bianca.
It should be Bianca, honest to God, unless you're going to do something with Rhea where you're really going to break her out, like, right now.
She wins and then goes and wins the title at WrestleMania so they can say it was their plan the whole time.
I wouldn't put that past them, but I think Bianca, I think the way they, in this whole Bayley feud, you couldn't have screwed that up any worse, but it seems to be over with now, and I would like to see her kind of, this should be her ascension and to get her in the mix. Not to say that Rhea shouldn't, but, you know, with Punishment Martinez, I guess the possibility of him coming in too, because I guess he's almost ready, or Damian Priest, he's almost ready to come in. I mean, it's same sort of way. I don't know. I just, either one of them coming in and winning, to me, no. I don't want to see Rhea and Charlotte again. I just don't. Period. Point blank. That's it. That's all. I would rather see Asuka and Charlotte have some sort of situation tonight, and then you have, you know, them go at it. But I just, no thank you.
Look what WWE has done to their audience. We got Dagan here, a very good caller. And Dagan's idea is that The Fiend is going to win because he's going to be number 31. Why would there be a number 31? It's advertised as a 30-man Royal Rumble. Why would there be a 31? That would be so lame.
Did they do that with Vince? Like, that's the only way you do something like that is, like, if Vince McMahon, I can't even remember how that went down with him and Austin and everything, with, like, that's the only time you would do something like that. Why else would you? I think that's crazy.
You want a better bad idea? I got one for you.
Yeah?
You ready for this?
Sure.
All right, so this
full of them.
This stupid Fiend Alexa storyline.
Oh, no.
And everyone's, oh, well, it's going to get all these dumb ideas. Here's one for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. The Fiend.
Yes. Bray Wyatt.
Comes out number 29 in the Women's Rumble, dressed as Alexa Bliss. And he wins. And then Alexa comes out dressed as the Fiend in the Men's Royal Rumble, and she wins.
You've been writing fanfic on Reddit or something?
Hey, listen, you want bad ideas? I'm full of them. Now, I would never do them, but I can come up with a stupid idea as good as anybody.
Is that still doesn't explain, you know, how do you feel? Where do you come down on Alexa playing at least three different characters tonight, or three different costume changes as she did on Monday night?
It's so funny because all these other WWE stars keep getting interviewed by these outlets, and the outlets are always asking them questions like, would you ever do this sort of storyline that they're doing with Alexa or The Fiend? And like every single one of them has some political answer that's basically, absolutely not. No, I would not. But it's the most, it's their main storyline right now. This magic
Ric Flair and Lacey are doing something stupid at ringside.
Yeah, Lacey apparently hit Charlotte with something.
There we go. Now I've caught up.
Nia hit the rope slower than I did that one time in the Jungle Boy match. Of course, no one talks about that.
No, I've never seen that gift out anywhere.
Yeah, she couldn't have hit the ropes any slower.
Stampy.
All right, what else do we have here? Why did AEW not include Taz in the street fight? That's actually a great idea. I mean, I thought they were going to do that. I figured it'd be like Taz and Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
Against.
Well, it still could be.
I mean, maybe
fight,
Taz just didn't want to do it. It's your answer.
He's got some sort of insurance thing or something like that, maybe?
I don't know.
Contract? Who knows? And who knows? Look, we could still end up getting him. It's a street fight, so you may get them involved. And, you know, what can you say other than Nia and Shayna are back to being tag team champions?
Man, it looks like everyone's figured out I'm in the Rumble. That's what they're talking about on the Twitch chat right here. Well, unlike WWE, I don't spoil the Rumble, so you'll have to wait and see. By the way, tag team championships retained. Nia squished Charlotte after Charlotte was bamboozled by Lacey Evans. That's my commentary on that match. I only saw 1 second of it.
Charlotte looks very upset. She's kind of consoling Asuka, but then still staring off angrily into the distance as Rick taps his arms, and only that way Ric Flair can, as Lacey stands there with that a lot of makeup on and only the way that she can.
Yeah, well, let me tell you one thing. I won't be number 31 if I'm in it. This person says, feels like the Royal Rumble is full of dark horses here, and maybe rocking horses.
Oh.
We're going to find out soon enough.
Does the rocking horse get an entrant? Can they be an entrant in the Royal Rumble? Have we had any inanimate objects in the Royal Rumble before?
Moppy.
Moppy. Yeah, that's true. I wasn't sure if Socko may have been, or the Cobra or something like that possibly may have been as well.
All right, so this person here says, WWE announced Sasha versus Carmella 2 weeks ago before Sasha faced Reginald, but never put it up on their website and social media. Well, there's interest in announcing that the match is going to happen and where it's going to happen. Like, Matt Riddle won a championship match against Bobby Lashley on Raw. We know he's going to get it, but it's not at the Rumble. So that's what they do. I don't know why. Baffles me. This person here says, Brian, calling a Hail Mary here. Always love Hail Marys. You know,
that's really
my buddy Mark sent me this text today. He had a booking scenario for the Rumble. I read this thing and I just told him, bro, keep your expectations low. That is my advice to all of you that are getting ready for the Rumble. Keep your expectations low. Worst case scenario when you keep your expectations low is you're pleased. When you have these wacky, convoluted ideas, and then they just do something they always do, you get really mad about it. Okay, some of that's on WWE, because that's what they do, but some of that's on you. Low expectations will pay off for you in the end when watching WWE. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Although we will not hear from him for the rest of the show because it's a very short segment. And he already left. Anyway, I'm not going to read this here because it actually probably is a spoiler. I don't want people to get mad. But if you go and look at who the smart money is coming in on for the men, it actually does make sense for this person to win. And it makes sense who they would challenge if they don't have a bigger name for that individual coming up at WrestleMania. So you can head up there and check it out. So there is that. How's that for vague? The Royal Rumble is about to start, however. And allegedly, it is going to be opening with the Goldberg-Drew McIntyre Championship match and ending with the Men's Royal Rumble. As noted, as soon as this show ends, head to video.f4wonline.com. Mad Men, watch along the entire Royal Rumble. I'll be doing some run-ins throughout the show, so you're welcome to check that out as well. And then when the Royal Rumble is over, head back here, twitch.tv/F4W video. Myself, Vinny, Craig, and Mark, live only for subscribers to twitch.tv/F4W video. You can watch the show live. We'll recap the entire Rumble. And then, of course, if you're not a Twitch subscriber, the audio goes up at WrestlingObserver.com. Video goes up at video.f4wonline.com later on tonight. First of three shows here today on Sports Byline. Later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny show is noted. And then after that, Wrestling Observer Radio, myself and Dave Meltzer. So lots of fun stuff coming up today. Check it out. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks to Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, Twitch homies. Talk to you later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Live.